Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball here on KJAN. Chris Parks with you here this evening for high school hoops as we bring you a Class 1A Region 2 semifinal here tonight as Exira EHK plays host to the Gwinnett-Ralston Wildcats. And we should have an interesting game on our hands here tonight. The game that they played the last time around was a little bit closer than the first meeting. Exira ran away with the first meeting these teams had earlier in the season. That was back on January the 9th, as Exira won that one 63-36. And then they turned around in the next game up in Glidden, and Exira EHK a little bit closer in that one, but they won it 46-33. As it sounded like a little bit more in the turnover department, and a lot of fouls called in that last meeting here between these two teams. So we'll see how it plays out here tonight. The dynamics always change a little bit in the postseason, and that will certainly make a little bit of a difference here. But, of course, Exira EHK feels more comfortable here on their home floor and in front of their home crowd, which always does a great job of coming out and supporting them. So should be a fun game for us here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll take a deeper look at when these teams met up earlier in the season. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, Edward Jones and Judd Manili.
Support of our local games comes from your local Edward Jones investment representative, Judd Manili, 243-9238, Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Smith Heating and Plumbing in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They're your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528. Polly Jones Funeral Home. During stressful times when you must deal with the loss of a loved one, turn to friends. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca and Walnut. That's Polly Jones Funeral Home.
And welcome back here to Exira EHK High School here in Elkhorn, Iowa, as the Spartans get set to play host to Glidden-Ralston here in this Class 1A Region 2 semifinal. Taking a look back at those first two times these teams met earlier in the season in Rolling Valley Conference play, the game played back on January 9th. Exira EHK jumped out to an early 21-2 lead in that game in the first quarter, outscored them 12-9 in the second, and rolled away to a 63-36 victory, led by 22 points from Rachel Smith, the senior, 10 points from Sophia Peppers in that one, and 7 points chipped in by Maggie Rasmussen, and 9 from the freshman Keely Nelson as well, as they shot pretty well in that game, 24 of 64, so not terrific, but got enough opportunities to get the victory. And they had 23 steals in that meeting as well, back on the night. In that game for Glidden-Ralston, they were led by Julia Fleece, who had 16 points, and Holly Handlos, who had 15 there in that contest, and they really didn't get any production from anybody else. Just two other players that scored, and Ashley Wiederin had 3 and Madison Whitford with 2, so that was an issue the first time these teams met. The next time back on February the 6th, earlier here this month up in Glidden, it was a early lead for Exira EHK at 13-4, but Glidden-Ralston came right back at them in the second quarter and outscored them 13-6. So it was just a slim advantage there for Exira EHK by 2 at halftime, and they roll out then to a 46-33 win, and most of that separation coming in the fourth quarter because it was a 10-9 third quarter. So a very close game there down the stretch. And for Exira EHK in that victory, they were led by 2 players in double figures. Rachel Smith had 10 and Rose Anderson had 11. 8 points also from Mara Burmeister and 6 from Sophia Peppers. Also in that game for Glidden-Ralston, they were led by 19 points from Julia Fleece, 6 points from Holly Handlos, and 6 points from Anna Fleece there in that contest as well. So that's kind of the story for Glidden-Ralston, led by those 2 players, Julia Fleece and Holly Handlos. The rest of the roster not adding much as far as scoring-wise, especially in the previous meetings against Exira EHK. And taking a look here at as well how these teams got here, they had to win some games to get to this regional semifinal. For Glidden-Ralston, they had to win 2, as Exira EHK had the first round bye, but For Glidden, they beat Guthrie Center in their first game 60-38, and then went on to beat the Cam Cougars 54-35 in their second game, as that game was back here this earlier this week on Tuesday night. And that was the same night that Exira EHK was here at home, a game we had for you on KJN, where they beat Coon Rapids Baird by a score of 66-37 in their first round game after they had that first week bye. So the winner of tonight's game will then move on to play in the Class 1A Region 2 final and a chance to go to the state tournament. That game will be played at Ida Grove, and it'll be a 7 o'clock tip time, and the winner of this game will face the winner of a couple of rated squads in Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn and George Little Rock. George Little Rock, the other team that had a bye here in this bracket. So it's maybe a likely opponent for the Spartans if they're able to get the win here tonight. And that could be very interesting. Of course, it gets a lot more interesting when you get down the road and you're starting to face opponents that you haven't seen all season long and a step outside of the conference. So it will be a change here for whoever is able to get out of the gym here tonight with a victory. So that's a look here a little bit closer at those games they played earlier this season and their road to get to this ball game here this evening. We'll go ahead and take another break, come back and look at the lineups here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon. Chatterbox Cafe is open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon specials Monday through Friday. Come enjoy home-cooked meals at the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut. For all of your insurance needs, home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care, visit with EL Ransom Insurance Agency. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent, serving you first. Farm Service Co-op, located in Atlantic and Oakland, offers custom application of dry fertilizer, chemical, seed, lime, and anhydrous ammonia. They also fill gas, diesel, and propane tanks. Farm Service Co-op, where service is their middle name. Give them a call in Atlantic and Oakland.
And welcome back here to Exira EHK High School here tonight in Elkhorn, Iowa, as the Exira EHK Spartans are playing host to the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats here in postseason play. It's a regional semifinal, so it's two more games here, this one and then one more for these two teams to try to make their way to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines for the state tournament. And, of course, the Spartans, no stranger to doing that. They've had a lot of success here as a program. Of course, Tom Peterson, a lot of success over at Exira, where he coached prior to the merger there with Elkhorn Kimbleton, and they won the championship there the last season he coached for the Vikettes. And now as a combined program, they've been able to make it back to the state tournament as well. And another team that has a chance to do that here this season. They're undefeated on the season. And it's one of those things that it gets interesting here down the stretch of the tournament trail, because you just don't know how you match up against some of those teams from around the state that play different competition throughout the year. So it's always hard to get that gauge, and we'll see how things play out here in this one tonight. At least these teams are familiar with each other, but the next step will be a bit of a different story. Taking a look here at the starting lineups here for these two teams here this evening, starting off with Exira EHK and head coach Tom Peterson. They're 22-0. Here's their starting five. Rachel Smith, number 12, the 5'10 senior. Number 20, Maggie Rasmussen, the 5'7 sophomore. Number 22, Mara Burmeister, the 5'7 sophomore. Number 32, Rose Anderson, a 5'6 junior. And number 40, Sophia Peppers, the 5'11 freshman for Exira EHK. And they are led by three players that average 12 points a game. Rachel Smith, Mara Burmeister, and Sophia Peppers all chipping in there. Maggie Rasmussen averages 10 points per game. Kennedy Madsen at 7 points per contest and 6 points per game for Rose Anderson. So a good balanced scoring effort throughout the season for Exira EHK. As a team, they shoot 44% from the field, 31% from three-point range. That's a place where a couple of players can get hot. 65% from the free throw line. They have 325 turnovers, but also 379 steals and 356 assists on the season. They like to pressure in the full court. For the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats and head coach Craig Lynch, they're 15-8 coming into this game. Here's their starting five. Number two, Drea Grossman, the senior. Number four, Holly Hamlos, the sophomore. Number 14, Lauren Malberg, the junior. Number 24, Julia Fleece, the sophomore. And number 30, Anna Fleece, the junior. That's your starting lineup tonight here for the Glidden-Ralston. And they are led by Julia Fleece, averaging 17 points per game. Holly Hanlos averages 14 points per contest. Anna Fleece averaging 7 points per game. And then it's a pretty big drop-off after that. 45 points per game they average, to 34% from the field, 25% from three-point range, and 55% from free throw. We have 278 steals compared to 292 turnovers and 210 assists. Let's listen in now here for our national anthem. National anthem taken care of here tonight, and we're ready for basketball here in this Class 1A District 2 semifinal here tonight. A reminder to you as well, here we'll have coming up at halftime another update of the state wrestling championships going on at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. An athlete here from right here at Exira EHK, Evan Hansen, having a very good state tournament, so we'll find out about that coming up here at halftime, as Jim Field will have a report for you from Wells Fargo Arena. Glenn Ralston out on the floor. They're wearing their road gray uniforms with the blue lettering outlined by the gold, and then the blue and gold piping for Exira EHK. Their home white uniforms with the maroon lettering, the black trim around the numbers, and the black and maroon trim down the side here with Spartans across the chest. The tap is won by the Exira EHK, but it went right into the hands here of the Wildcats, and they will have the basketball here first. Around the perimeter, they'll work it and bring it back out top here to Drea Grossman. Now they go left side here to Julia Fleece. She'll put it on the floor and skip it across. Back up top they go. Now left side over to Grossman. Down inside, low to Anna Fleece. She'll dump it back up top. Try to force it inside. Pepper steps in and steals it away. She'll run the floor the other direction. Stop and pass across the lane, and it's thrown away out of bounds. It'll be Wildcat basketball, so an early turnover here for the Spartans. The inbound here for the Wildcats, and tough to handle at that time for Grossman. She's able to pick it up, though, and get it back here to Julia Fleece, who will break pressure on her own. Goes left side to Handlow, skip across. Now down low, they get it to Julia Fleece on the block. She reaches back and banks one up and in off the glass, and it's a 2-0 start here for Glidden Ralston. Spartans will work it up the floor, down to Peppers on the block. She turns, misses that one short. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be tied up. And the possession arrow will belong to Exira EHK. The Spartans will inbound here. And they'll work it out here to the top. Now into the corner here to Rachel Smith. And she'll fire up a three and knock it down. Rachel Smith with a triple. And it's 3-2. Spartans on top. Inbound now for the Wildcats against pressure. They're able to force it in here to Julia Fleece, and she'll break it on the dribble. Now trapped, and she's spun and traveled. Traveling violation will turn it back over now here to the Spartans. They lead it 3-2 here early on, first quarter. 6:40 to go here tonight in it. The first quarter here in Elkhorn. Spartans out front. It'll be a Burmeister who will swing it up top here to Rachel Smith. Now to Burmeister on the block. They left her alone. She missed the shot, though, and then the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Wildcats, and it will be Spartan basketball. Inbound pass from Rachel Smith, and Smith will key it in. She'll kick it into the corner here to Burmeister. The Wildcats kind of playing a shifting zone look right now here against the Spartans. Driving in is Smith. Got a shot up. It was blocked, but they're going to call a foul, a little body contact, and two shots coming up now here. They're going to call it on the floor instead. And that's going to be against Julia Fleece. That'll be the first foul here of the contest. Oh, no, excuse me. Holly Hanlow's picking up the foul. So Hanlow's picks up the first foul of the game. Now curling around here is Rachel Smith going to the basket. She gets fouled again, and she knocks down the shot this time. She'll have a chance at a three-point play. The senior leader, Rachel Smith, no doubt she's going to try to impose her will a little bit here tonight. Long time she's been working the basketball around for the Spartans in her career. And the free throw up and good. So it's Rachel Smith with all 6 points here, and they lead it 6-2 over Glidden Ralston. Now a force in Julia Fleece. Got tied up on the baseline, and then Burmeister had it for a moment, and she was stepping on the inline. So that will turn it back over now here to Glidden Ralston. Wildcats will inbound from underneath the hoop. Hanlos will lob it in. It's tipped and stolen away. Rachel Smith comes up with it. A nice quick pass down low to Anderson, who makes the basket, and she's fouled. And she's falling to the floor. Rachel Smith forces the pass down low to Rose Anderson, who's wide open. The foul coming across, and she'll have a chance at a three-point play. And Glidden Ralston wants a timeout. 8-2, Spartans on top of the Wildcats. Glidden Ralston with the break here, and it'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. But a nice run now here by Xyra EHK. First bucket of the game went to Glidden Ralston, and it's been all Spartans since. And a couple of nice plays here these last couple of offensive trips. And that was a great job of getting the steal. And then Rachel Smith just with the hustle play and the heads up to know that Anderson was underneath the hoop open. 6:10 to go here, first quarter. Of course, there are plenty of other games going on in Class 1A and 2A postseason action here tonight. We'll try to update you on a few of those here as the night moves along, ones we can. Rose Anderson steps up to the free throw line, and the first one, or the free throw is up and good to complete the three-point play. Wildcats basketball now, and they're going to throw away it again. They throw it deep into the sideline. Oh, and the Spartans, that was a bad mistake there by Maggie Rasmussen. She went over to try to save it before it went out of bounds, and then she ends up losing it out of bounds. It was going to be a Spartan basketball because it didn't touch anybody yet. Now the Wildcats having trouble getting it in. They finally get it in here to Julia Fleece, and she will bring it across half court. She'll kick it over to Anna Fleece. Now back up top they go into the hands of Lauren Malberg. Malberg out front goes left side here to Fleece. Julia Fleece puts it on the deck, drives in. Runner is good. That's a nice drive in and a quick floater by Julia Fleece. 9-4. Up the floor now. Spartans try to lob it inside. It's tipped up in the air. Stolen here by the Wildcats. And then a traveling violation going to be called as Peppers and Anna Fleece, who came down with the basketball, were both headed to the floor at the same time. I think that's a good no call with no foul there. And Fleece traveled as she went to the floor. Now a foul on a three try on the outside. Julia Fleece got out too quickly on the closeout against Rasmussen on the inbound. And she's fouled on a three, and she'll have three shots coming up. That's the first foul here against Julia Fleece. Second for the, I believe should be the second team foul as well here against Glidden Ralston. Free throw up and good there by Rasmussen on the first. Next one is no good. We got one out of the two here so far. One more coming. And that one is up and good. She makes two out of three. And we'll have the inbound coming now here for Glidden Ralston into the corner. Julia Fleece stuck there in the corner, and then she traveled, trying to force the pass after she got trapped by both Rachel Smith and Maggie Rasmussen. She tried to throw it back, and she shuffled the feet doing so. Up top now in the inbound here, Xyra EHK with the ball. Lob over right side here in the hands of Burmeister. Skip pass way across again to Rachel Smith. She'll lob a three ball on the way. It's short. And the long rebound is going to go to the Spartans. Or excuse me, to the Wildcats. Goes out of bounds. So now the inbound will be coming for Clinton Ralston. And they'll have it here out top, and they'll get it over to Julia Fleece. Fleece dribbling in, sends it left side. Baseline jumper on the way, too strong. Missed by Anna Fleece. And the rebound to Rachel Smith. Back up the floor now into the hands here of Rasmussen. Rasmussen over across to Rachel Smith. She'll lob it across now to Anderson. In the middle, it's tapped away, but saved back by Anderson. Over to Rachel Smith. She'll pump fake, send it across. Anderson will try the three on the right wing. It's good. Rose Anderson, the 5'6 junior, splashes it down for the Spartans. And it's back now here to Glidden Ralston, but a 14-4 lead, and now another steal. They stole it away. Rose Anderson caught it as they try to get it to Julia Flea. She passes it off to Rachel Smith, who hits the bucket, and the Spartans are rolling. 4:34 left to go, first quarter. Full timeout taken by the Wildcats. 16-4 lead for the Spartans. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Walnut Communications, where you'll find Grand Slam time-saving solutions. They want you to have time for all the fun activities you enjoy. With high-speed internet, you get that always-on connection, no waiting. Walnut Communications, real technology, real solutions, real people living and working with you every day.
The teams know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This not only applies to sports, but to personal finance as well. Call me, Judd Manili, 243-9238, to set up a free review of your portfolio. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ed's Lawn Equipment, 706 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers sales and service of Aaron's and Echo products, including chainsaws and lawn trimmers. He also has a good selection of used outdoor power equipment. See Ed at Ed's Lawn Equipment in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Exira EHK High School in Elkhorn, as the Spartans are hot here early. 16-4, they lead it here over the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, and the Wildcats with the basketball after a timeout. 4:30 left to go here in this first quarter. Julia Fleece catches the pass here at the half-court line on the inbound, and then they'll get it up top now. Work it over left side to Malberg. She'll put it on the floor and drive. Kick back up top. Handlos across to Julia Fleece, guarded closely by Rasmussen. Forced up a shot, got it to go, and she got the foul call. She'll go to the line here for a chance at a three-point play. That'll be the first on Maggie Rasmussen, the first foul here against the Spartans. Substitutions here for the Spartans as well, as both Burmeister and Rasmussen are going to check out. Rachel Smith and Sophia Peppers back in, also checking in that last break where Sadie Schultes and Kennedy Madsen. A free throw on the way, and it's good here by Julia Fleece. She just knocked down the three-point play. She has all 7 points for Glidden Ralston. It's 16-7, Spartans. Right side Anderson here for the Spartans. They'll dump it back up top to Rachel Smith. Pump fakes and drives right through traffic, stepping through, and she traveled. A little bit of contact, but she jumped through, got called for the walk. Inbound here, Wildcats will bring it up. Zyra backs off this time, no pressure. They'll try to trap here across half court. Now a tip and a steal. Tipped away by Peppers, stolen by Madsen. Back up to Peppers, running the floor. Gets down low and banks it home. Nice job running the break that time for Exira EHK off the turnover. 18-7. Back across the timeline now into the middle of the floor, and Schultes bumped in to Handlos, and Schultes is going to pick up the foul. That'll be her first, team foul number two. Rasmussen and Burmeister back in. Schultes and Madsen back out here for Exira EHK. Kind of going two for two right now here in the rotation for Tom Peterson. Inbound will go to Malberg. She's trapped. She throws it away, but it's picked up on the other side of the floor by Grossman. She'll get it off to Anna Fleece. Back outside to Grossman. Across they go to Malberg. Down low, Anna Fleece locks the handle on it and it's stolen. Maggie Rasmussen will run the other way. All the way down the lane, a lazy bounce pass across to Smith. It's stolen and picked off by Grossman. Back the other way, here comes Glidden Ralston, and now a shot on the run by Julia Fleece is no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Foul going to be whistled here against Rose Anderson. That'll be her first, third team foul on the Spartans, and Julia Fleece at the free throw line, and the first one is in and out, no good. Fleece is a pretty good free throw shooter, 70% on the season. second one on the way. This one rims out, so she misses both here. Rebound Spartan. Burmeister with it. She'll bring it up here to left side to Rachel Smith. Rachel Smith into the corner here to Anderson. Anderson dribbling it, bounce down low. Peppers turning in the lane. Shot partially blocked by Fleece and taken away by her. Fleece will pull it up ahead now. She throws it over the top of the head of her intended target. They try to save it, but it goes out of bounds. It was too tall for Lauren Malberg, and a turnover turns into a turnover here as Julia Fleece throws it away after getting the steal. Inbound Spartans, left side Burmeister. Burmeister shuffles it across to Peppers in the corner. Now back to Burmeister, a three ball, no good. Rebound, Julia Fleece. Fleece going to run right side of the floor. She'll stop at the three-point arc and dump it back up top here to Grossman. Now across to Hanlos. Grossman again. Grossman, skip pass across to Hanlos. Into the corner they go, Malberg. Now they try to force a pass inside. It's tipped away, stolen. Rose Anderson comes with it after the deflection. Up ahead here to Burmeister. Burmeister inside to Pepper. Stuck on the block, forces the shot up. Almost rattled in on the line drive shot, but it pops out in the rebound to Julia Fleece, so we'll bring it up across. Off now here to Grossman. Grossman calling out some signals with one hand as she dribbles with the other, and now they'll throw it left corner. Malberg caught in trap. She'll drive baseline instead, and we have a foul here that's called on the Spartans as they bump into her trying to make her way around the horn. And it's going to be, oh no, it's going to be an offensive foul instead. Anna Fleece gets called for the foul. I thought they were going to call the Spartans, but Fleece instead must have been trying to set a pick there as they saw. Peppers and Burmeister will check back out here for the Spartans as Madsen and Schultes will come back in. Rachel Smith across the timeline, gets the screen, goes right side with the pass. Now down low to Madsen, running the right side of the lane, and she puts a shot up and is fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two as it came up short. Foul going to be whistled. I believe that might be, nope, it's going to be actually against Lauren Malberg. Malberg, and they have her listed for two. I missed that one earlier on, but they got her listed for two on the board. Free throw up and good there by Kennedy Madsen. She's got one more coming here for the 5'9 senior. Madsen eyes up the second one and off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Glidden Ralston. Fleece up top to Julia Fleece. There's Anna to Julia. Now back up top, Grossman. Grossman will throw it over to Malberg. They play catch way outside of the arc. Now they work it down low and a quick pass underneath to Anna Fleece, and she is going to get called for the traveling violation. Ball got temporarily knocked away from her, and she tried to regather it, shuffling her feet. Inbound pass for the Spartans, a buck 15 to go in this first quarter, and it's 19-7, Exira EHK with the lead. Schultes out top will cross over and dump it here into the hands of Peppers. Down low, Rasmussen, shot blocked by Hanlos. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans. Quick hands inside there by Holly Hanlos to get the block. Schultes bounce pass in, and the shot is blocked again. Peppers had her shot blocked by Julia Fleece, but then she took it right back. Took the ball back, and the Spartans will reset. Here's Schultes out front, dribbling alone. Now she'll cross over, get into the lane, stops and fires up a shot, and it goes in. 14-footer for Sadie Schultes, the sophomore, and it's now 21-7. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. The Wildcats basketball, they'll bounce it to Julia Fleece. Now a nice pass to Anna Fleece, who was open on the baseline for a little quick running jumper, and she knocks it home. Inbound pass for the Spartans. Everybody was running up the floor. They had to come back to get it. And now Schultes will bring it up on the dribble. Schultes out front. Well, set up the stack here at the top to run some clock here before the end of the quarter. 13 seconds to go. Now down to 10 seconds. Burmeister has it up top. She'll go right side on the dribble, stop and kick it to Peppers. Peppers going to fire the three. It's good. Sophia Peppers with the triple, and that'll do it for quarter number one. I don't know that the Spartans could have asked for a whole lot more. They lead it 24-9 here after the first quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kotsky Tree Care in Adair for all of your tree care and landscaping needs. They're ISA certified, experienced, and insured. Give Paul or Amy a call at 712-249-9725 or Vernie Van Tyker at 712-249-8193. Kotsky Tree Care in Adair. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle is your local Trane dealer. Whether your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs serviced, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a Trane. And the staff of the Atlantic Medical Center, where they're proud to care for Atlantic and the surrounding communities with offices in Anita, Griswold, and Messina. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors in Southwest Iowa.
Back here in Elkhorn, Xyra EHK High School, Spartans on top, 24-9 here over Glidden Ralston at the end of the first quarter. We're ready for second quarter action. The Wildcats will have the basketball here as we begin the quarter. And they will inbound here into the backcourt. Inbound, and they work it here. Over far side, a skip back across into the hands here of Malberg. Now they'll get it back out front. They'll work it right side. Now over across, and a long three ball by Malberg is no good. Anderson pulls down the rebound. And a three on the other end by Rachel Smith. They got it off to Rachel Smith, and she puts up a quick one on the right side. And just like that, another good possession for the Spartans, and they lead it 27-9. Back other end of the floor, out front, they'll play catch, and now a three ball going to be put up by Hanlos. That's off the mark. Rebound taken down by Anna Fleece. She'll bump it back outside. Try to pass it to Julia Fleece. Rose Anderson saw it coming and steals it. She'll give it back to Rasmussen, and she'll throw it up ahead here to Rachel Smith. Rachel Smith spinning up the floor, gets the screen right side, stops on the arc and hands it here to Rasmussen. Bounce down low to Burmeister, turns and puts one up and in. Nice quick move by Mara Burmeister, her first bucket, 29-9. Grossman up ahead, will throw it off to Malberg out front. It goes to Julia Fleece, and she's just going to hang on to it for a moment. Now she tried to throw it right side, and it's tipped away by Anderson out of bounds. Inbound pass now here for the Wildcats, and a substitution here for the Spartans. A couple of them actually coming. Madsen back in, and Schultz back in, as Anderson and Peppers will get a breather. Ball comes into Grossman. Lobbed across. Now he lobbed into the corner here to Julia Fleece. And we're going to have a foul away from the basketball against Kennedy Madsen. Caught her with a little bit of a hold down low. And she'll pick up her first foul. Team foul number four. Substitution now here for Glidden Ralston as Megan Wummel will check in. Treya Grossman checks out. Wummel, a junior. Up top here to go to Blummel. Throw it right side to Hanlos. Now in the corner, Julia Fleece. Back to Blummel. Skips across. Hanlos right back to Blummel. Now down low, Julia Fleece. They find her on the block. She turns, shoots it up. No good. Rebound to Rasmussen. Rasmussen off to Burmeister. Going right side of the floor. Now we'll dump it back up top. Rachel Smith. Pump fake, drive, kick. Burmeister lost it for a moment. Now she'll bounce it down low to Madsen. Turns, kicks out. Rachel Smith, three at the top. No good. Rebound pulled down by Anna Fleece. Good ball movement that time by the Spartans. Got a good look out front. Didn't knock it down. Right side, Malberg dribbling through pressure. Will throw it across to Fleece. Back outside, Hanlos for three. That's off the mark. Too strong. Hit the window and none of the rim. And the rebound to Schultz. She'll throw it up ahead here to Rasmussen. Back to Schultz. Schultz one dribble and back to Rasmussen. She'll fire that three ball. And yes, sir, it's right through. You don't want to give her a lot of space. She can heat up from the outside. And it's 32-9, another timeout coming from the Wildcats. Things getting out of hand here for head coach Craig Lynch. He's going to take a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Exira EHK is playing terrific basketball right now. They seem to be firing on just about all cylinders. 32-9. They're really working pretty well on the offensive end. They've been pretty efficient. They've made a few mistakes here or there, but the defense has been pretty good. And really the only player doing any damage so far, Julia Flees here for Glidden-Ralston, and that's just been a few buckets down low, and she's going to get a few of those just by the nature of how good of a player she is. But they've yet to put a point on the board here in this second quarter, and now they'll try to change that here off the inbound. Inbound, Megan Blummel will go right side to Hanlos. Hanlos will skip it across here into the hands of Malberg. Now a shovel across, scooped into the corner, Fleece, and she has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Heffers was the one that got a fist on it. So it'll stay with the Wildcats in the corner. Hanlos fires it in, gets it right back, and he'll rifle one from three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Schultes. Schultes is going to be, timeout going to be taken here by the Spartans. Tom Peterson didn't like what he was seeing there for a moment. And it'll be a 30-second timeout here for Xyra EHK. We'll keep it right here again. 4:54 left to go here in the second quarter. It's 32-9. The Spartans with the advantage here over Glidden-Ralston. A reminder coming up here at halftime, we will have an update here for you of the state wrestling championships from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Jim Field will bring you that update coming up here for you at the halftime break. Spartans back after the timeout. Schultes will bring it across the timeline. Schultes ahead here to Anderson. Now she'll get it poked away and stolen. Julia Fleece with a steal. She'll go the other way, and she's fouled by Schultes on the floor before the shot. I don't think they're going to count that shot. They shouldn't. Oh, wow. They are. That's too bad. But either way, a wise idea to try to foul. I guess she just should have made sure she wouldn't get the shot up. It'll be back into the game here for Rachel Smith and Sophia Peppers. The foul was the second on Schultes, and the three-point play is completed by Fleece. So she gets the bucket and the harm, and it's 32-12. Spartans have it here on the outside. They'll lob it across here to Rose Anderson. Anderson will skip it back into the corner to Burmeister. Long pass. She had to wait for it. Now she'll lob it down low. Rasmussen found some space, missed the shot. Rebounded. A putback is good by Peppers on the other side of the hoop. Spartans are in the right place down low. Back up the floor. Malberg has it. Blummel. And now over to Malberg. Her pass is stolen. Rose Anderson got her hands up and took it right away. Left side, Rasmussen, down low, Burmeister gets behind the defense and went for the steal and didn't get it, and she turns around and banks it home. 36-12, 3:49 to go till halftime. Malberg, out of control, throws it in the middle of the lane for a shot that ups and banks around and falls through for Madison Whitber, who had just checked in a moment ago for the Wildcats. Now right side, Burmeister will get it down low to Peppers, and she traveled with it, they say. So that'll give it back here to the Spartans. Substitution. Madsen will come out, or Peppers will come out. Madsen will come back in. Inbound pass here. And skip up across the timeline as she just came across half court with Julia Fleece. Now off to Lummel. Right side, a new face in there to Taylor Winger. Now a chip and a steal, and Smith came up with it, and then she's fouled. She stole it away and then got fouled by Holly Hanlos. Hanlos picks up her second, and we will walk to the other end for the 1-1. That's the 17th foul. So Rachel Smith at the free throw line here for the 1-1 bonus, and the first one's good, so she'll earn the second. Got 12 so far tonight. Another chance here for Rachel Smith. That's up and good. Smith knocks him down. Now almost another steal here by the Spartans as Clinton Ralston threw it the right side of the floor. Rose Anderson got in there and knocked it out of bounds. She's been very active defensively tonight. Inbound pass. Wenger will send it in. It's tipped and stolen by Madsen. Madsen the other end. Layup good. Good anticipation by Madsen as they were looking for Hamlos on the inbound. Now Fleece has it here for Glidden Ralston. She'll throw it to Blummel. Now they'll go to Hamlos on the left side. Skipped across to Wenger. Now across again. Down low to Whitfer. Back outside. Pass is tipped and stolen there. Trying to go cross court there to Wenger, and it's taken away by Anderson again. Anderson will fire it right side to Rachel Smith. Back up top, Anderson for three in transition. It's good. Rose Anderson playing a heck of a ball game tonight for the Spartans as well. Of course, right now, it looks like who isn't. Up the floor, Blummel now for the Wildcats. Will go right side in the hands of Wenger, and it's knocked out of bounds again by Anderson. Wildcats will keep a couple of substitutions for them as they'll take Whitbur out along with Winger, and they'll bring back into the game Lauren Malberg and Anna Fleece. Up top, a drive and a miss there from the elbow that time by Julia Fleece. Got by one defender and got a look, but missed pretty much everything on that shot. Peppers back in. Rachel Smith will get a breather here for the Spartans. 2:12 to go till halftime. 43-14, Exira EHK leading Glidden Ralston here in this Class 1A Region 2 semifinal. And now a pass is going to be stolen away, lost up front. Now it's taken back by the Spartans. A nice pass from Peppers across the lane to Rasmussen, and she gets the layup. So what looked like was going to be a bad play for the Spartans turns into points. Now on the other end, Malberg will throw it right side to Anna Fleece. She'll shuffle it across. Now down low, baseline jumper for Julia Fleece, and she buries that one from 15 out. 45-16. Spartans leading the game here with the basketball as well. Rose Anderson running the point this time. We'll drive to the free throw line and kick. Now they get it down low to Pepper. Turn, shoot, banks it in, and she's fouled. Sophia Peppers with the quick drop step there on the left block. Or the right block, and she gets it to go down. The foul is going to be whistled here down low. And that will be number two on Anna Fleece. And now Sophia Peppers with a chance here to pop in a free throw, and she does. A couple substitutions again. Rachel Smith, Sadie Schultes back in. Burmeister and Anderson will come out for the Spartans. Grossman with the basketball here for Glidden Ralston. We'll work it around the perimeter. Looking inside, chipped and stolen. They were trying to lob it to the free throw line. Chipped by Peppers, who was out front. She stole it. She goes the other way for the layup, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Ran into Grossman down low there, and they're going to call her for the offensive foul. That'll be her first. Close call. It was low underneath the hoop, so maybe could have gone the other way. Glidden Ralston with the basketball now. Grossman, right side, Malberg, back to Grossman. Left side, Hanlos. Around the perimeter they go. Malberg guarded by Peppers, and she's tied up. She brought the ball way down low below her waist, and as she turned, Peppers was right there, so she just grabbed the basketball. And the arrow belongs to the Spartans, so they'll get it back. Burmeister, Anderson back in, Schultes, Madsen out. 42 seconds to go until halftime. A reminder, coming up, we'll have an update on the state wrestling championships for you. Jim Field will have that from Wells Fargo Arena here at the halftime break. So we'll get right to that here as we finish up the first half. Rose Anderson left wing, back up top to Smith. They're going to split the floor for a moment here to use some time. Probably going to try to take a last shot here before halftime. And a timeout going to be taken by the Spartans as well to get things set up before the intermission. 30-second timeout again. So we'll keep it right here down to 23.5 seconds to go until we get to halftime. It's a 48-16 lead here for Exira EHK. They're a team, you know, when they get rolling, they can put up some points, but to knock down potentially 50 or more in a half, well, that's doing pretty good for yourselves. They haven't been on that pace this season, I can guarantee you that. Looking at their win total, they have gotten a good 10 points above that mark, at least here throughout every game they've played so far this season. So not quite that monumental, but the inbound here to Rachel Smith. She's going to take her time before she crosses the timeline, and she does start it up. 13 seconds to go. Right side, they'll go to Anderson. It's tipped away. Malberg gets the steal. She'll pass it off to Julia Fleece, taken back away from her by Sophia Peppers. 5 seconds to go, and now Peppers will throw it away as she tried to lob it up the floor here to Anderson. And it'll be back to Glidden Ralston here with just 2.6 seconds showing on the clock. Inbound pass here from this near sideline. Handlows near midcourt. She's waiting, looking for somebody to come open. Now throws it over to Julia Fleece, who will get a nice look at a running three that's going to be short and off the mark. Doesn't hit the rim, and that'll be the end of the first half. A very good first half for Exira EHK. They lead it 48-16 here at the end of the first half of play. We'll take a break, and we'll send it right back actually here over to Jim Field, as he'll have an update for you on the state wrestling championships going on at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 48-16, our lead here for Exira EHK at halftime, listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. CAS Incorporated, we've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We are proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. CAS Incorporated, enriching lives every day. Boulders Inn and Suites in Atlantic offers rooms with two queens or one king bed, suites, one with a jacuzzi, meeting room, and internet access. Book your room today at Boulders Inn and Suites in Atlantic. Call 243-1600. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
KJAN Sports.
And time once again for an update for the state wrestling championships here at halftime in Des Moines. Good evening, I'm Jim Field. Our update this hour brought to you by Scott Jensen, your State Farm agent in Atlantic, Wayne Hansen Real Estate, Outfitters Plus Retail Store, Fairway, Gady Insurance, Marnie Elkhorn Telephone, Anita Engraving and Awards, and JP Lumber. We'll have a look at the evening session as it gets ready to start here tonight. 1A and 2A semis on tap this evening right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Jensen, your local State Farm agent. Farming is a way of life, and I understand that. Our farm and ranch policies deliver broad and flexible coverage, customized to how you run your operation. So let me help you protect what you've worked so hard to build. I am proud to tailor coverage that meets the needs of your farm. You can contact me, Scott Jensen, at 712-243-4824 or stop by my office at 204 West 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Attention farmers, as if you didn't have enough to think about concerning the 2015 crop, it's time to get up to date on your crop insurance. Wayne Hansen knows you take great strides in selecting the best seeds and fertilizers to fit your operation. Shouldn't your agent fit in your operation too? Wayne Hansen at Elkhorn has gone the extra mile in the past and won't hesitate to do the same for you to make sure you have the coverage and the service that you deserve. Coverage is only as good as your agent, and no agent is better than Wayne Hansen. Call Wayne today at 712-249-1785.
Outfitters Plus Retail Store would like to congratulate all the area wrestlers on their season and wish the state qualifiers the best of luck. Stop in at Outfitters Plus and have them personalize your shirt to support your favorite wrestlers or team. Going to state is a great experience in any sport, and what better way to show your support by wearing your team colors? The Outfitters Plus Retail Store has embroidery, screen printing, and iron-on transfers. You designed it, so wear it with pride. Stop in at Outfitters Plus Retail Store, located on the east edge of Atlantic. Good luck, boys.
Jim Field back with you here in Des Moines as we continue our live coverage of the state wrestling championships here on KJAN. They're getting ready to start the Class 2A portion of this evening's meet, as they will have plenty of action coming up here this evening in semifinal action in both 2A and 1A tonight. Let's take a look at some of the matches that we'll have, or some of the wrestlers that we'll have in action here tonight in Des Moines. First of all, they're going to start, in fact, they're just now starting with the Class 2A portion of the meet here this evening, the semifinals, and then third round consolation. Wrestlers who are on the mat here this evening in Class 2A wrestling in the semifinals include Dustin Reed of Bedford Lennox at 132 pounds, Spencer Ray of Creston at 138, Tanner Mertz of Red Oak at 145, Chase Schiltz of Creston at 160, J.J. Clark of Clarinda at 170 pounds, Seth Maitland of Creston at 195, and Caden Hewlett of Creston at 220. They're all wrestling in the semifinals tonight in Class 2A. They've just now started at the 106 and 113-pound classes, so those matches going on right now. Also, later on in third-round consolation action, wrestlers in 2A that will be wrestling in consolation include Jared Hensley of Bedford Lennox at 113 pounds, Nick Rounds of Missouri Valley at 126 pounds, Wyatt Thompson of Creston at 132, and Reed Nichols of Atlantic Cam at 152. They'll all be in action tonight trying to advance their cause moving up the medal platform here this weekend. We'll take another break, have more for you right after this.
Dana, what great specials are going on at the Lank Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we've got all-natural boneless skinless chicken breast, just $1.99 a pound. Choice boneless rump roast, $3.99 a pound. Smoked Windsor chops, $3.49 a pound. Boneless loin pork roast, $2.79 a pound. And thick-cut Iowa chops, just $1.99 a pound. We've also got some great fish specials. Jumbo cod fillets, $4.99 a pound, or by the 10-pound box, just $3.99 a pound. And don't forget our salmon fillets, just $5.99 a pound.
You know, Dana, those salmon fillets are a great item for the smoker.
I know.
This is Kent Gady from Gady Insurance, and on behalf of the entire staff here at Gady Insurance, we would like to wish all of the wrestlers best of luck in the state tournament. It is a very exciting time of your life, and you and your family should enjoy the fruits of your hard work. But remember, mothers constantly worry about watching their son bend and get bent. So kick butt quickly and bring home the gold. Gady Insurance salutes all of you for your hard work and dedication.
Fast internet is required for home and the office, and METC delivers. And the best way to get fast internet is with a METC bundle of service, which can combine internet, digital TV, and voice services. Fast internet makes streaming movies, music, or video chatting a breeze, but you can also do homework, email, shop online, plan your next trip, or even play games. And with more services needing an internet connection, you are bound to need a lot more internet speed than you think. Stop in or give us a call. We have answers to your questions. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
Jim Field back with you here in Des Moines. Now, this is the 2A portion, the 2A quarter, semifinals and third-round consolations just underway. At 8:45 tonight, the last session will include the 1A semifinals and consolations. Wrestlers in 1A who will be in action in the semifinal round tonight include Alex Thompson of Underwood at 113 pounds, Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon at 145, Cody Kingery of Underwood at 160 pounds, Austin Labs of Guthrie Center at 182, and Evan Hansen of Exira EHK at 182. They all won quarterfinal round matches earlier this morning to advance into the semifinals tonight. Now, wrestlers involved in the 1A third round consolation action tonight include Tatum Blummel of Riverside at 106 pounds. Also in action tonight will be Ben Fries of Nottoway Valley at 120 pounds. Christian Polly of Tri-Center at 126. Jake Mulford of Audubon at 138 pounds. Josh Hopkins of East Mills at 152. Brady Charbonneau of Logan Magnolia also at 152. And Cale Crowder of Guthrie Center at 220 pounds. They'll all be wrestling third round consolation matches a little bit later on tonight. Well, that's some of the action going on later this evening at 8:45 in the 1A portion of our meet. We'll take one more break and we'll wrap up this halftime report for you at the state wrestling tournament right after this.
When you're at wrestling tournaments, do you notice the trophies, medals, and plaques? Most of these are made by Anita Engraving and Awards in Anita. They take special pride in everything they make, so it's just as top-rated and deserving as the hard work and effort you just put in. Anita Engraving and Awards has a wide variety of products they can make, so if you have any upcoming events for sports, community celebrations, or need a unique or personalized gift for someone, stop in to Anita Engraving and Awards. Anita Engraving and Awards, for awards and gifts since 1970.
JP Lumber in Oakland invites you to stop in and see their extensive Milwaukee display, showing their new line of tools and accessories. It's time to be thinking about your to-do lists and projects. If it's painting you need to do, JP Lumber has an 8-foot wall of Pratt and Lambert color chips to choose from. Plus, they have a large selection of plumbing supplies. And if you're thinking of outdoors, they have livestock fencing and gates, deck stains, and they can special order windows, siding, and roofing materials. Whatever your project, stop into JP Lumber at 402 Linden Street in Oakland.
Again, just a reminder, we have two more reports coming up for you later on tonight. At 9:05, we'll be back, and we'll tell you how all of these Class 2A wrestlers did locally in their matches here this evening. And then our last report at 10:05 tonight will come just as the Class 1A portion of the meet is wrapping up later on. So we'll get you updated on all of that action today as well. So that's a look at what's going on right now at the state wrestling tournament as the 2A action is now underway. That's going to do it for this report. Thanks for letting us interrupt the basketball game for a bit tonight to get you a wrestling update. It's been brought to you by J.P. Lumber, Anita Engraving and Awards, Marnie Elkhorn Telephone, Gady Insurance, Fairway, Outfitters Plus Retail Store, Wayne Hansen Real Estate, and Scott Jensen, your State Farm Insurance Agent in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field in Des Moines at the State Wrestling Championships. Let's send it back to Exira EHK High School for more high school basketball.
We are back here at Exira EHK High School here in Elkhorn, and perfect timing. We're ready to tip it off here for the second half of play. The buzzer just sounded. It's a 48-16 lead here for Exira EHK at halftime. They were led by 13 points from Rachel Smith in that half, 10 from Sophia Peppers, and 7 as well from Maggie Rasmussen, 9 from Rose Anderson, and 12 points for Julia Fleece for Glidden Ralston in that first half, but it's been pretty much all Spartans since the outset. Glidden Ralston with the basketball here to start the second half of play, and they'll have their starting five out there. It's Drea Grossman, Holly Handlos, Lauren Malberg, Julia Fleece, and Anna Fleece. Pass across on a skip by Fleece, looking for Handlos, is tipped out of bounds by Rasmussen. It'll stay with the Wildcats. Inbound, Malberg will have it up top. She'll cross over to the elbow and dump it back out. Into the corner, Anna Fleece. Back outside, Handlos, now Grossman. Grossman, lob inside to Julia Fleece, caught it in traffic, steps through to for a shot, missed it. She was a little off balance, and the rebound to Peppers. Up ahead here to Rachel Smith. She'll run, kick, Rasmussen, three ball on the way, no good. Rebound comes out long to Malberg. Wildcats basketball here, just underway in the second half, 48-16, Spartans leading. No bucket so far here in this third quarter. Here's Grossman. Over to Handlos. Handlos waiting, and now in the corner. Fleece, a quick pass. She was looking for Malberg, but the only person there was Mara Burmeister. She stole it. They'll run the other way. Off to Anderson in the corner. Smith for a three ball. It's no good. Rebound batted around. Burmeister came up with it, and she's fouled on the putback try. She'll go to line here to shoot two. The foul going to be whistled against Holly Handlos. That'll be her third foul. First foul on either squad here in the second half. Mara Burmeister at the free throw line for two. And the first one short. One more coming here for Burmeister. 6:33 to go, third quarter. Second one on the way and good. 49-16, Spartans advantage. Right side Malberg here on the perimeter for the Wildcats. Over to Grossman as the Spartans settle back into that 3-2 zone. Right now Burmeister's playing the top of it. Handlos to Grossman. Grossman over to Hamlow. She'll drive, kick in the corner. Now back up top, Grossman will try a three. That's way off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds here to the Spartans. A little bit of razzing that possession from the Exciter EHK students. By the way, they do a great job of coming up with themes each night they come out. And tonight, they've got the beach theme rocking. Everybody's rocking the tank tops down there. Having a little fun with it. Here's some movement here for the Spartans. It'll skip pass over to Burmeister, who will try a three, but she missed it long. And the rebound to Julia Fleece. So far, just misses here in this third quarter. Here's Malberg. Over to Grossman, now back to Malberg. One pump fake, and now she'll pick up after a quick dribble and send it over here to Hanlos. Lob down low, it's thrown away. Rachel Smith steals it. Now she'll dribble out of pressure as well herself. Lost the handle, so now she'll lob it up ahead here to Peppers. Right side to Rasmussen, back to Smith. She'll try a three. They left her open, and she hits it. Rachel Smith with the three. She's got 16 points, leading all scorers. And it's 52-16. If it's gone one way, it's been the Spartans' way tonight. Malberg into the corner now for Anna Fleece. Will lob it down to Julia Fleece. That was a tough pass to try to catch in traffic. She really just kind of lollipopped it in there. And it gets knocked around. They're actually going to call a foul on that play, though. A little contact as she tried to catch it. So they'll whistle the foul on Rachel Smith. That'll be her first. Burmeister, Peppers, and Smith all going to come out as Schultes, Keeley Nelson, and Kennedy Madsen will come back in. Wildcats, Hanlos tried to make the heads-up play and bounce it off the back of Rasmussen into herself, but it ends up being knocked right back out of bounds, so it'll stay with Lyndon Ralston. Hanlos lobs it up top here. Malberg back in the corner for Hanlos. She'll try the three. That's way short. Rebound pulled down by Anna Fleece. Her putback rolls home. So the first bucket of the second half here for the Wildcats, and it's 52-18. Spartan basketball, Schultes in the middle here to Madsen, tipped and stolen, Hanlow stole it, but then it's stolen right back by Schultes. Across now to Anderson. Over to Rasmussen, down to Madsen, sliding down the left side of the lane, and they're going to call her for a walk. Good job by Malberg getting a hand on the basketball, and that caused it to be a tough situation for Madsen to try to hang on to it. Now we're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken here. It's going to be a full timeout by the Spartans. 3:41 to go third quarter, 52-18, Exira EHK leading. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wickman Chemical boosts yields and profits on your farm. Contact Wickman Chemical to cover your fertilizer, chemical, grass seed, and tiling needs. For high return, low cost inputs, call Wickman Chemical today. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance use or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of your use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all your inquiries are confidential. Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic has over 35 years of continued service with three doctors to fit your needs. They are a complete facility, all in one location, open 6 days a week. Call Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Back here in Elkhorn, Exira EHK High School, Spartans advantage 52-18 over Glidden-Ralston. In this Class 1A Region 2 semifinal. Pass down low to Anna Fleece. It was off her hands, though, and lost. Schultes comes up with the steal. Spartans back with it again. They'll play catch to get across the timeline. Anderson now will swing it into the corner to Nelson. Back up top now here to Anderson. A drive and a kick. Schultes for three right side. Banks off the glass. No good. Rebound, Malberg. Now Grossman will bring it up the floor here for the Wildcats. And she'll go left side to Hanlos. Now to Malberg. Bounce pass to Anna Fleece. Back in the corner, Julia Fleece. Now back to Anna Fleece. She'll turn and shoot one up quickly. It's short. Rebound, Madsen. Madsen is then trapped. Stuck there for a moment. Hands it off to Anderson. And she tried to throw it back to Rasmussen, who had already started up the floor, and she's going to lose it out of bounds. Substitutions here. Anderson and Rasmussen going to come out as Burmeister and Peppers come back in. Grossman, right side to Malberg. Now in the corner, Julia Fleet. Waiting, back out front. They'll swing it. Now it comes back to Grossman on the right side. Skip across, Julia Fleet. Guarded by Peppers. Couple of dribbles now down on the block to Anna Fleet. A nice strong move to the basket. She's fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Kennedy Madsen is going to pick up the foul. That'll be number two on Madsen. And free throws on the way here for Anna Fleet. And the first is good. She's the only one to score so far here in the second half for Glidden Ralston. Second free throw on the way. That one's also good. So she knocks them both down. She's got all Wildcat 4 points here in this third quarter, and it's 52-20 now. Spartans leading inside to Madsen. Kick out Schultes. That's a two just on the line. Missed the shot. Rebound Peppers, and it's tied up. Anna Fleece got a hand on it, too, and it's going to belong to the Spartans on the arrow. Rachel Smith back in here for Exira EHK as Madsen will come out. Inbound up top here to Burmeister. She'll fire up a three ball off the mark. Rebound batted around, and Julia Fleece comes up with it. She'll run the floor. Fleece on the run out through traffic. Loads one up, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Mara Burmeister couldn't quite get back and get in front of her, and she'll pick up her first foul. That was just a hard attacking drive there by Julia Fleece, and now she'll get two shots. Free throw on the way and good. One more coming for her with 1:28 to go third quarter. 52-21, Spartans on top. Second free throw off the back iron, too strong, and the rebound pulled down by Burmeister. Off to Schultes, who will send it back to Burmeister, and she'll walk it across. Now Schultes again. Picks up her dribble, throws it in the middle to Smith, bobbled it for a moment, got it back out to Burmeister. Burmeister, the lob across to Nelson, down on the baseline, curls around the defender, goes up for the shot, missed it, rebound Peppers, put back short, rebound tapped around Nelson, the put back, no good, rolls off the front of the rim, and the rebound here to Glidden Ralston. Julia Fleeson, ooh, now a big collision between Malberg and Peppers. Malberg pops right back up off the floor, though. Peppers saw the screen coming, and then she decided, I'm just going to initiate the contact, and she gets called for the offensive foul. That'll be the second on Peppers. The Wildcats still with the ball here. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Inbound, they get in the middle. Now they'll shovel it back baseline. Anna Fleece for a jumper, and she knocks that one down. Anna Fleece with 6 points here in the quarter. She's got eight for the game, and it's 52-23. Spartans lead. They're going to wait the clock. 21 seconds to go. She'll back out here near half court. Julia Fleece comes out to pressure. Smith will dribble out of that pressure. A lob down low to Peppers. Her shot up, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down Julia Fleece. She'll run back the other way. Peppers pokes it away from behind. Loose on the floor. Taken by Peppers and given off to Smith. 3 seconds. She'll lob it up ahead to Burmeister. Running layup good at the buzzer here at the end of the quarter. What a great play there by the Spartans. And a big rouse of applause here from the crowd. 54-23. Spartans after three. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Let their professional staff help you in properly pricing your home, showing it, and getting the best offer for you. Let them do the detail work for you. For the best in service, call Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Second Street Transmission and Repair, specializing in engine and transmission rebuilding and replacement. They also offer complete air conditioning service, recharging, retrofitting, and parts replacement. Second Street Transmission and Repair, 305 West 2nd Street in Atlantic. Dune Funeral Home has proudly served Griswold in the surrounding area since 1930. Owners Marty and Christy Reakin will serve you with compassion and professionalism in your time of need. Dune Funeral Home, 712-778-4315 in Griswold.
Well, Welcome back here to Elkhorn here tonight. Exira EHK leading here 54-23. And it'll be Glenn Ralston basketball to start the quarter. They'll lose it right away. Anderson the steal ahead to Burmeister. Run out, layup, no good. Just bounces off, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line here for a chance at a couple of free throws. As Burmeister, the one who hit the running layup there at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter, will have the first crack at some points here in the fourth. And she will head to the free throw line here. And the first free throw is up and good here by Burmeister. Second free throw by Burmeister on the way. It's good as well. She knocks them both down. Things are working well tonight here for the Spartans. They lead it 56-23. Wildcat basketball on the right side here in the fourth quarter, and we'll give it down to Julia Fleece in the corner. Barton still in that 3-2 shifting zone. Out front, Hanlos. Right side over to Julia Fleece. Back up front, Grossman. Now Malberg. Malberg dribbling. Will hand it to Hanlos. And now in the corner, Julia Fleece for a three off the mark. Anderson the rebound on the other side of the hoop. Nice job finding a spot and sitting up there for the board. She'll bring it across over to Rachel Smith. Now get it back. In the corner they go to Rasmussen. She'll drive baseline. Nice pass across to Burmeister coming in from the other side for the layup. Mara Burmeister has a knack for running at the basket right now. 58-23. Spartans on top. Now a tip of the steal. Anderson got a hand on that one again. I don't know how many times I've said that tonight, but it has to be astronomical. Anderson has been all over the place out front defensively. Substitutions now here for Glidden Ralston. They're going to bring some fresh faces into the game as they'll bring Megan Blummel back in. Also back into the game is Taylor Wenger. And also in there is Sarah Sparks. Up top now it'll go into the hands of Meredith Grossman. She also checked in. Meredith Grossman has it now over to Wenger. Wenger back across now up top here. And they'll give it to Blummel. Right side it goes, Grossman, Meredith Grossman, back out front, Blummel. One dribble and now back down low, that's Whitford. Up top now, Blummel, she'll try a three, it misses everything, and it's touched by Glidden Ralston, but they're going to say there's a foul. There's a little bit of a push down underneath there. That's going to go against Kennedy Madsen as she pushed off against Sarah Sparks, who was trying for that board. Madsen will pick up the third, and now the Spartans are going to do the same. They're going to dust off the bench. Five new faces into the game here for Exira EHK. We'll try to catch up with them here as we get you restarted. The inbound is stolen right into the hands of Sadie Schultes. She's one of those faces back in there. Keely Nelson, the freshman, is out there. Also out there is Milena Leader, a 5'6 sophomore, along with Alex Peterson, a 5'5 sophomore. And also in the lineup is Sydney Young, a 5'7 freshman. Here's Leader in the corner. Leader a dribble and dump it to Schultes out front. Across they go. A pump fake there by Peterson. Back to Schultes. She'll drive and kick. Leader thought about the shot, didn't take it. Hands it back to Schultes. Schultes the skip pass all the way across. Now back out front. Peterson into the corner. Leader. Back out front. It's tipped and stolen. Run out the other way coming here. And a stop and a shot here by Grossman decided to pump it back out. She didn't have the shot. She gave it back up top. Blummel will try one. Missed it. A rebound and a putback is no good by Meredith Grossman. And she's fouled this time. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. And that foul is going to be whistled here on Keely Nelson, the 5'7 freshman for the Spartans. Sixth team foul against Exira EHK as well. Front end is up off the front of the rim by Meredith Grossman, the sophomore for Glidden Ralston. Sadie Schultes is going to check out now here for the Spartans as well. They will bring in Grace Griving. Second free throw missed as well on the rebound of the Spartans. They'll run it up the floor. Nelson out top. You're seeing the future of Spartan basketball right now out there. Nelson driving in, gets her shot blocked. Taken away by Blummel. Blummel will run the other way. Stop out on the arc and kick it up top. They'll swing it left side into the corner. That's into the hands there of Sparks. Now right side. Back around the horn they go. Sparks in the corner. Wommel puts it on the deck, skips it across. Winger back now in the corner. That's Whitfer. Whitfer back up front. Now they'll work it around. Wommel, she'll fire one up just inside the arc. It's off the mark. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Leader for the Spartans, so it'll stay with the Wildcats. And we are to the point as well where there's a running clock here. So that clock continues to run. Only stop for timeouts and injuries. The free throw, or the shot up off the inbound, no good. The ball's loose on the floor. It's batted around. Finally, Grevin comes up with it, and she'll throw it up ahead now to Nelson. Nelson sliding through the lane all the way on the run, and she walked with it before she took the shot. That was a close call, but I think it might have been one extra step. So the Wildcats will inbound again. Blommel will have it and send it over far side to Grossman into the corner. Sarah Sparks driving through traffic. Tipped and stolen. Nelson comes up with it. She'll run the other way. Going to slow it down now here and bring it back up top. Right side she goes. Wide open for a three ball on the way. And just off the mark there by Sydney Young. Rebound fought for and tied up inside. And it will be Wildcat basketball on the arrow. Left side. Pass there for Clinton Ralston. They'll dump it down here on the block. A turn and a shot quickly by Sparks is no good. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Peterson for the Spartans. The Wildcats keep. 58-23, Spartans leading. Blommel now with a three off the inbound, and she knocks it down. Megan Blommel with her first points of the game, and it's now a 58-26 ball game. 2:15 to go as that clock runs. Left side pass, a three ball by Leader is no good. Rebound on the floor. It was taken away by the Wildcats for a moment. They threw it away. Right back to Peterson, and now Nelson has it. She'll go right side to Young. In the corner, Peterson. Back up top here to Nelson. She'll drive into the lane. Shot partially blocked. Taken out of the air here by the Wildcats. Now Blummel will run it up the floor right side. Blummel driving. Now decided to back it back out. Picks up her dribble and dumps it up top. Over there to Grossman. Lost it off a foot, and that's picked up and stolen. Grieving picks it up. Now it's off ahead to Nelson. Nelson running the floor will kick it into the corner, and it's lost, mishandled that time by Sydney Young. Substitution now here as a whole bunch of new faces into the game here again for Glidden Ralston. They've got a full lineup, so they've got five more gals that they can bring into the game. Lexi Detterman in there. Also into the game right now is Ashley Wiederin. Allison Bagley out there as well. Bagley has it. Also in there, Megan Clucky. Now a steal. Run out the other way here by Sydney Young for the Spartans. And the layup, no good. Just falls off the rim. Nelson the rebound. Right back to Young. Her putback's no good. Rebound loose on the floor. And the pile up, and it's going to be a jump ball. Try to catch those other numbers that are out there here. Madeline Witry also out there, the sophomore for Clinton Ralston. I think I got them all in there for you. Inbound in the corner. Three ball on the way by Leader, no good. Rebound underneath. That's taken away by Lexi Detterman, and then a foul going to be whistled as it was Young trying to take it away. And we'll go to the other end here for free throws. The clock will stop as well for free throws. They changed that rule. The foul goes against Sydney Young. Free throws coming now for the 1-1, and it's missed off the side of the backboard by Detterman. She missed all the rims, so it'll be back to the Spartans here. Inbound and walked up the floor by Nelson. Left side, the three ball on the way. Peterson in and out. 10 seconds to go. Rebound here to Glidden Ralston. They're going to run it up the floor here. Wiederin will bring it to the top. She'll fire up a three. It's no good. Rebound loose. Picked up by the Wildcats and a block shot at the end of the game by Grieving. And that will do it. Spartans move on to the regional final. 58-26, your final score here tonight. We'll take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Camlin Mechanical at 307 Chestnut Street in Athletic is your full-service geothermal provider, dedicated to helping you save money on all of your heating and cooling needs. Call 243-1535. Othout Farm Supply on Highway 83 west of Atlantic is your local Nutrien feed dealer with research-proven feeds, feeding programs, and animal care products for your livestock. And Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching backhoe service, boring and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service at Anita a call at 712-249-1233.
Welcome back here to Elkhorn, Iowa, Exira EHK High School as the Spartans win it 58-26 as they run away here in this Class 1A Region 2 semifinal. And a very nice overall effort here tonight from the Spartans as they got started early, got hot, and they kept it up really throughout the entire game. They were going to be, pretty happy with their overall effort here tonight as they win this one. To move on to, of course, the regional final, as they'll be playing that one coming up this next Monday night, as they will be playing the winner of Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn and George Little Rock, game that's also going on here tonight. And I don't have an update on that game here for you yet. I'll try to track that down here before we finish, but having some trouble trying to connect to get some of those here for you tonight. We'll see what we can do. But we'll take a look at the final numbers here for you. 58-26, once again, the final score. And here's a look at some of the scoring for you from the game. Rachel Smith led the way with all scores with 16 points here tonight. She only had one bucket here in the second half, but she did a lot of damage in the first half, 13 points. She hit a three here in the third quarter. Also, 10 points tonight here from Sophia Peppers, all that coming in the first half. 11 points here this evening for Mara Burmeister, who got rolling kind of hot there late at the end of the third quarter into the fourth quarter. She made a couple of nice buckets on runouts. And also chipping in 7 here this evening was Maggie Rasmussen, 9 from Rose Anderson. She had all those 9 in the first half. And 3 points tonight here for Kennedy Madsen, 2 points for Sadie Schultes. They were 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the second half, 11 of 14 for the game from the free throw line there for the Spartans. For Glidden Ralston, they had 13 points from Julia Fleece, 8 points chipped in by Anna Fleece, and 3 points tonight from Megan Blummel with that late 3. And that was all the scoring they had here this evening. So a similar problem that they've had all season, just those two players getting all the points, and they were hard to come by here throughout much of the game. Not much scoring going on from the first quarter on for Glidden Ralston. They were 3 of 6 from the free throw line in the second half and 5 of 10 from the stripe here for the game. So the Spartans get the victory. As I mentioned, they'll head on to that the regional final coming up this next Monday night. And we'll take a look here at what we have here for you for a few scores that we can check on from around the area. See if we can get any of those here for you. It's a little bit of a tough connection here this evening. We'll do a couple of updates. St. Albert and Logan Magnolia are tied heading into the fourth quarter. That's after 3. They were tied at 29 here tonight. That was one score we can pass along an update for. Also here this evening, Bedford has the lead it was halfway through the third quarter last check, 31-24 over Mount Air in a tight game going on there. Martinsdale St. Mary's led Grandview Christian at the end of the third quarter, 29-22 here this evening as well. So that's a few of those scores that we have here for you, and can't quite track down that score for you right now from that MMC Glidden-George Little Rock game. But we'll have those scores up for you tomorrow morning on our website at KJN.com. And also, of course, stay tuned here to KJN. Yet tonight, we've got a couple of updates here on the way here for you. One coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour and one at the top of the 10 o'clock hour from the State High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Jim Field providing you live updated coverage there from Wells Fargo Arena. So we'll have a lot of that coverage yet for you tonight, and then we'll have coverage tomorrow morning as well from 10 to 2, and then we'll have live coverage of the finals tomorrow night for you as Justin Williams will join Jim Field for that broadcast there of the finals action there for state wrestling championships. And listen in, we'll have information on how Evan Hansen does in the semifinals here from Exira EHK a little bit later on here this evening. So stay tuned for that info on the way here on KJAN. And then on Sunday, we'll have Iowa men's basketball as they'll be on the road at Nebraska. 1 o'clock pregame, 2 o'clock will be tip time for that one coming up on Sunday in Lincoln. Our next high school basketball will come your way on Monday night as we will be at Atlantic High School for a doubleheader on the boys' side. Class 3A district play as Harlan will be taking on Creston in the first game of the night at 6:30, and then Atlantic will host Glenwood in the second game of the evening at 8 o'clock. We'll have both of those games for you in a doubleheader coming up on Monday night here on KJN. So listen for that here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 and also live streaming audio on the web. We'll have pregame coverage for you starting just before 6:30 before that first game coming up on Monday night. That'll wrap it up for us here this evening. Exira EHK wins at 58-26 over Glidden Ralston. That'll wrap up our coverage. Stay tuned for state wrestling later on. For Andrew Markham back in the studio, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Elkhorn.